Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
The Pope, you know, Pope Benedict, the present Pope, suddenly resigned and said that, you know, most popes just, you know, die when they're in office, but suddenly resigned and said, I'm going to be out of here on February 28th. And it's been 600 years since that has happened, and it was scandal 600 years ago when it actually took place. But in this, what we're finding out is that the week that, and maybe this can be, make this available, listen, you got to go to the Torch to hear more of what's going on here, because you'll be able to see videos and things that we're talking about and more extended audios and information. But that, you know, when Pope Benedict told everybody suddenly that he was going to resign, that lightning struck St. Peter's Basilica. It struck it, right?
Yep.
Lightning came right down, right in the center of it. Struck it.
It's a picture of it. We have a picture.
Yeah, a picture of it. Make that available in the VFN Torch. And I'm not saying, this is what I'm saying. I'm just saying, lightning struck it. What meanest thou this? The secondly, is that, why is this sudden stepping down? And then, in just a moment, we're going to play to you a prophecy by a former pope. And it'll explain everything to you of Malachi, a prophecy of Malachi. It was a pope of some time back who literally, well, also explained it all to you. But understand this, that and you look at the convergence of things that are taking place, all the contractions that are happening, what's happening in Israel. We didn't get a chance to talk too much about the day, but I'll talk to you more about it. What's taking place with what's about to happen in the face of the earth. When the four blood moons are about to happen in about 14 months from today or 15 months from today, different things are about to happen. And suddenly, without warning, the, I believe the 111th Pope steps down. And in this prophecy that was given, that the, whoever the next one replaces this one would actually be over the Catholic Church when Rome is destroyed. And we know this. We know that Rome is destroyed when we read the Mystery Babylon, the city with seven hills is destroyed. You know, we know this in the Bible, but it just makes you really begin to think in the context of all these things taking place. So I want you to hear it now. Listen up.
There is another seer whose chilling predictions continue to echo down the centuries. He is Saint Malachi, canonized in 1190. Malachi was a reforming Catholic prelate born in Armagh in 1094. On a visit to Rome, he was struck by a vision. Before him appeared a series of Latin phrases identifying the 111 popes who would rule the Catholic Church until the end of time.
He uttered 111 Latin mottos, which are supposed to represent the nature, the name, or destiny, or the coat of arms of every pope until Judgment Day.
Many of the phrases are considered too precise to be the results of chance. John the 23rd, the 107th pope in the prophecy, is referred to as Pastor et Nortam, priest and sailor. Before becoming pope in 1958, he was the Patriarch of Venice. Paul VI is Flos Floram, flower among flowers. His coat of arms is a lily among lilies.
John Paul II, who is called De Laboris Solis in the prophecies, which means the sun's eclipse, the sun's labor. He is the only pontiff on the list that was born on an eclipse and later entombed during an eclipse.
And the 111th, the final pope in the prophecy?
The Gloria Olivae, from the glory of the olive. That's the current Benedict the 16th.
At the end of the list, Malachi is said to have uttered a final doom-laden phrase, this one unnumbered.
During the final persecution, the seat of the Holy Roman Church will be occupied by Peter the Roman, who will feed the sheep in many tribulations, after which the seven-hilled city will be destroyed, and the terrible judge will judge his people. the end.
Is Malachi describing the end of the Catholic Church or the end of the world? Is Peter the Roman the last pope who will follow the current pontiff, Benedict XVI? Some experts consider that since the motto is unnumbered, they are actually one and the same.
St. Malachi claims that he had a spiritual experience one day, and while in a trance, God showed him all of the popes that would exist from his time until the last pope. Malachi was given a prophecy of 112 popes. And in these 112 popes, there were given signs, little clues as to the identity of each one, all 112. Well, the writings of Malachi were stored away in a vault by one of the popes for about 300 years. They didn't have printing presses in those days. So the possibility of circulating the writings of St. Malachi were very small. But when Gutenberg invented the printing press, all of a sudden someone printed the prophecies of St. Malachi. And as the prophecies of St. Malachi began to be known, people became very interested, and they started counting the popes. Well, several hundred years had passed by that time. However, 112 total popes from St. Malachi to the last pope. Well, what's in fact happening right now? Pope John Paul II, who just died in 2005, was the 110th pope. No wonder interest in the prophecies of St. Malachi are reviving right now. When the cardinals came to Rome to elect the 111th pope, an article appeared out of India the day before the election. A man said to the cardinals, "You must elect a giant spiritual leader. You must elect a pope that can appeal to young people. You must elect someone that can hold the church together." But he said, "There's one more thing you must pay attention to when you elect the new pope tomorrow in the Sistine Chapel. Make sure you don't elect a pope that has anything to do with the olive, because the clue for the 111th pope was the glory of the olive," whatever that means. Well, the conclave was held. The white smoke came out of the Sistine Chapel chimney, and the word went out, "We have a pope." When the identity of the pope was disclosed, it was Cardinal Ratzinger of Germany. And everybody thought, glory of the olive. It has nothing to do with it. I mean, you've never heard of a Ratzinger olive, I'm sure. And so everybody thought, surely not. This doesn't have anything to do with anything, even though he's the 111th pope. Everybody was interested, though, in finding out what his name would be that he would rule under. You know, when popes are elected, they don't rule under their own name. They take a name like Pope John 23rd or Pope Pius the 12th, the last one, Pope John Paul II. So everybody wondered, how will Cardinal Ratzinger rule the church? What name? Because when a man picks a name, it usually is indicative of something that means something special to him. Well, the announcement was made the next day that the pope would rule under the name of Benedict XVI. And everybody wondered, what's that got to do with anything? Saint Benedict was the patron saint of Europe. He was a very powerful man, and he gave birth to a powerful order called the Benedictine Order. Well, the Benedictine Order has been powerful in the Roman Catholic Church for a long time, and it has a symbol you may be interested to know. And by now you've guessed it. The symbol of the Benedictine Order is the olive. So he chose the glory of the olive. He, now that he's the Pope representing the Benedictine Order. So the question has to be asked, are we right now watching the 111th Pope? Now the prophecy says that in the days of the 112th Pope, Rome will be destroyed. Well, the prophecies of the Bible, I don't know what to say about the prophecies of St. Malachi. I don't know whether I believe in them or don't. I'm simply telling you that if this is coincidence, it's very coincidental. But I do know this. The Bible says that right at the time of the Battle of Armageddon, the city of Rome is going to be destroyed. And that's what it says happens at the 112th Pope. Now, it's really interesting that this pope just elected was elected at the age of 75. The cardinals chose an older pope on purpose because Pope John Paul II had ruled the church for so long that he had totally changed the texture of the church. They felt like they did not want a pope that would rule for a long time. So they picked a man 75 years of age. Today he's 76 years of age. So how long will he rule? If in fact he is the next to the last pope and all the other signposts that we're talking about today are coming to pass right now, then perhaps St. Malachi was on to something. Perhaps the next pope will be the last pope. Now remember, in the St. Malachi prophecy, it says the last pope will be Peter the Roman. Now whatever that means, apparently he's going to be a person from Italy. We've had two popes in a row not from Italy. The first two popes not from Italy in 455 years. All of a sudden, it looks like if St. Malachi's prophecy is correct, and I can't tell you whether it is or not. It's not biblical. It's just something that happened. But if, in fact, it is correct, after this pope dies, the next pope elected will preside over the destruction of the city of Rome. Several times in the book of Revelation, Rome is referred to as Mystery Babylon. Revelation 17, Mystery Babylon is called the City of Seven Hills. Rome is the city of seven hills. And the destruction of the city of Rome is mentioned several times in the book of Revelation. And that's what St. Malachi said. So here we are. You got St. Malachi's word, which you have to take with a grain of salt. But you got the Bible that you can take to the bank. And it's telling us, you and me, that we're getting closer and closer to the second coming.
That is so amazing. When you start seeing these things unfold, and it's just like, it's not, if that was just that alone, but in the context of everything that we're seeing, Israel's being surrounded and she's like a trembling cup. Nuclear threat is being focused in on Jesus, on Israel from Iran. And just this week, North Korea just exploded a nuclear bomb underground and shook and has been measured by South Korea. Russia is about the typical bear business that's taking place right there. And this, and we're seeing all this take place. And the thing about it is, you know, the olive, according to this prophecy, whether it's true or not, that's pretty interesting. And understand this, that even Islam was prophesied. So just because something is prophesied doesn't mean, well, that's of God or not of God. Mm-hmm. Just understand that God lets us know things that are happening and it's going to happen. And in the context of that, that suddenly this week, suddenly to everybody's surprise, I mean, everybody even right around the Pope, that they were surprised to find out that not only he's going to step down, he's leaving, the olive is leaving, and he's going to be gone on the 28th of February. And that means this 112th pope, whoever that's going to be, is going to be ruler according to this particular prophecy, whether it's true or not. But the timings of it, it just seems like right in alignment.
Think of that, 16 days, 17 days yesterday from the time of the announcement.
Yes, yes.
They're going to need to be looking for a new pope.
Right.
17 days.
And the 112th will be the one that will be over that when Rome is destroyed, the city on seven hills. You know, and that's what you're talking about, Revelation. We're talking about Revelation here. We're not talking about Malachi when we talk about that as prophecy. And Malachi, but that here we are, all this is taking place. The avalanche, the storms, the economy is crashing. The best of times for the church. The great thing is like, you know, shake yourself. Get the world off of you. Straighten yourself up. Repent from your sin. Leave all your sin. We need to leave all our sin and give ourselves over to God, and break yourself off the spirit of entertainment, and don't think that you're doing something with that. Break loose from that, where you are loyal and your time is loyal to the voice of God. Understand that time is limited. We have so much to share with you, and but we only have a limited time to be able to do it. And we're going to continue. That's why we're here. That's why VFN Radio is here. That's why VFN TV is here. If you have not yet seen on VFNTV.com, go to VFNTV.com and watch on VFN TV, Is America Under God's Judgment? When you get to VFNTV.com, you'll see in the menu right up top, it says VFN TV. Click on that, and it'll take you to prophetic teachings that begin to share with you so you can understand through the Word of God where we are right now in the time, in the timings, in the seasons. I think about Issachar. Issachar understood the times and the seasons and what to do in those seasons. And I truly believe God has touched many people on the face of the earth today, and VFN Radio is one of them, to help you understand the times, the seasons, and what to do with the seasons we're in. These are some of the most exciting days that are about to take place on the face of the earth.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.